We wanted to remark on a new CD of pieces by Johann Sebastian Bach, not just because it's a lovely listen, but because it gives each listener the chance to do a little musical detective work. Here's the story. A German music scholar claims to have discovered a secret hiding in a Bach composition, the Chaconne, the last movement from the Partita in D minor for solo violin. Professor Helga Tern says that Bach wrote the Chaconne with various chorale themes hidden in the music. She traced the texts of these concealed church chorales and now claims that the Chaconne is actually a musical epitaph that Bach wrote after the death of his wife. A group of musicians recently helped Professor Tern demonstrate her theory. They met in a centuries-old abbey near the German city of Koblenz, where they performed a unique version of the Chaconne, including the melodies of the secret chorales. Our music critic, Tom Manoff, was at that concert, and he says that with the music now available on a new CD, listeners can try for themselves to hear the hidden layers of Bach's work.
The stillness of the stone sanctuary of the Marielach Abbey has a timeless feeling, so it seemed the right place to reconsider the meaning of a timeless masterpiece. The event, a concert version of a recently recorded CD called Morimer, began with the Hilliard Ensemble singing Bach's setting of the German hymn Christlagen Todesbanden. Here it is from the recording. Church chorales were the bedrock for Bach's musical life. He not only harmonized them, he manipulated their musical substance in various genres, including more than 200 cantatas. Each tune had a religious meaning taken from the text. For example, Christlagen Todesbanden represented the grief of death and the hope for eternal life. And it's this chorale tune that Professor Turner says is the secret key to the Bach Chaconne. But, as listeners have known for several hundred years, the Chaconne has its own theme. Here it is, the opening of the work, as Bach wrote it for solo violin. It's played by Christoph Papen. Apparently, there was more to this theme than we've known, because inside its harmony are the very notes of Christlagen Todesbanden. Here's the opening again, but with the Hilliard Ensemble singing the chorale tune, revealing its hidden existence within the violin part. This CD, by the way, contains both the solo version of the Chaconne and this new version with voices, allowing the listener to make comparisons. Here's a breathtaking moment from the original, in which the solo violin, somewhat suddenly, breaks into rapid arpeggio patterns. Once again, Bach seems to have concealed another layer of meaning in this music. Here's that same section, but with several new chorale tunes added, beginning with the splendid Jesu meine Freude. Two issues about this performance will certainly cause controversy. First, did Bach really conceal these chorales in the chaconne? Well, it's going to take time to examine this theory, but on first listening and having heard the professor speak, I think she's on to something important. The other issue concerns musical style. Assuming Bach did conceal these melodies, is it right to counter his intention by making them audible? Also, does this version undermine the belief that all aspects of classical music should be authentic? I think that the questions raised at this thrilling performance and on this extraordinary CD cannot be answered by either scholarly rigor or stylistic propriety. The answers are matters of musical faith.
The CD is Morimoor, with performances by the Hilliard Ensemble and Christoph Poppen. Our critic is Tom Manoff.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.